The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, formal hello and warm welcome to all of you. Ah, dear friends. So, for today's practice theme, this past week we've been exploring gratitude and metta and gratitude. So to wrap up this week and continuing with this theme, a couple of insights came up on Wednesday that I wanted to follow up on, insights from your practice that came up, and to dedicate this hour to exploring them further formally. And that is the insight of how metta and gratitude can support each other, how they can support each other, and perhaps maybe a unified way of seeing the two practices. So for some, metta might be an easier way to get into gratitude. For some, it might be gratitude actually greases the wheels into getting into metta. So, and both are good. And now what we'll explore is actually setting the frame, starting with some practice of gratitude to grease the wheels as a precursor to metta, to see what that feels like if we enter that way, if we enter into metta from priming the heart with gratitude, to experiment that way and see how that works. That's one thing to keep in mind for tonight. And then there's another frame also that I like to bring in. And that is actually gratitude as love. Huh, what does that even mean, gratitude as love? Maybe we can think about it as the unified theory. You know how in physics the holy grail is to come up with a unified theory of everything? So here the unified theory of everything is unified theory of love. So what if we consider gratitude as loving everything, loving whatever is arising, the sense of love as appreciation, loving everything, loving even dukkha, loving even difficulty, loving it all. So gratitude as love. And that's something that I'll bring in for us to explore a little bit, experiment with. So I think that's enough for setting the frame. Let's just explore. And as always, we'll start with settling the mind, the body, the breath. So let's begin. Let's begin our formal practice together, landing in our bodies, landing in this moment in time with this breath. Can we let go? Can we let go of everything else? Can we let go of expectations? Can we let go of needs and wants? Is it possible to just put down everything that is not necessary in this moment? And turn inward. return to the sacred space within this universe within. There is a universe within, as complex, as amazing, the reflection of the universe without, outside. To turn to this holy universe within, where the breath moves, where there are sensations in this miraculous body. Where there are feeling tones of pleasant floating around, unpleasant floating around, just the same. Neutral floating around, and to open up to it all. Coming home to this universe. Connecting with the breath. The entirety of the in-breath. Entirety of the out-breath. Giving our heart completely to just this breath in this body in this moment. Putting down whatever is necessary, thoughts, plans, memories. Not needed right now. Thank you. Thoughts, please come back later. Just this in-breath. Just this out-breath. while we are alive in this moment. Can there be gratitude, appreciation for just this breath and this moment of being breathed in this life, in this form, in this body? Can there be a sense of appreciation? For this body sitting, breathing, the heart pumping, all these complex chemical reactions happening every millisecond in this body, this universe within. The blood, the brain, synapses. The complex chemistry, physiology. Which leads to hearing, sensing, feeling, cognizing, being aware, consciousness that we don't quite understand, but it's always on. It's the miracle of this moment. Can we love? Be in awe of what is? Even if there is discomfort in the body, what we label pain, challenges. Can there be appreciation? Awe, love for the process of this body, even as it is challenged. whether physical sensations or emotions. Opening up to all of it. Expansively loving it all. As much as possible, or as little as possible. And opening up the sphere of awareness, of gratitude. For whatever else is arising, not just in this moment, but in your life in general, if you wish. Bowing in your heart and your mind for the blessings, for the goodness. Loving these blessings. Thank you. It's not a greedy love that wants more, but a contented love that appreciates what is and is content. This being that is you, blessed with goodness in their life, and relishing, appreciating this goodness. It is wholesome to relish, appreciate. Let your heart sing. In the abundance that we often take for granted. A roof over your head, food, enough health. To be cognizant right now. taking your time with each blessing. For a minute or two, each. The blessings can include the people in your life, present and past, teachers, people who have inspired you, mentors, all these blessings in your life. Now, as we appreciate, feel grateful, can we feel as if we are loved by these blessings, as if these blessings, even if they're inanimate objects, or concepts like health, they're loving us, they're giving us love, giving us metta, giving us goodness, wrapped in the blessings, wrapped in the love, in the metta of all that we are grateful for. Just receiving. Receive in the goodness, the love from our dwelling, the roof over our head, as if it's wrapping us in metta, in goodwill, safety from the elements. The food we eat, we have eaten, that we're grateful for, loving us, serving us, lovingly giving us energy. Feeling the love in our bodies. As much a health as we have, feeling the love, the goodness of it. If we are engaged in the world, in our work or volunteering, if we're grateful for that, feeling that it loves us too. It's a bi-directional relationship. The people we're grateful for. Their blessings. Feeling that they give us love, metta, goodwill. Letting ourselves receive like a sponge. The goodness, the blessings, the love from everything we're grateful for. Held, as if wrapped lovingly. As if a blanket. And now as we receive this love, this care, as if a blanket we're wrapped in, receiving the goodness, nourished by this love, now shining it outward. Or letting it be shown. Outward, not so much at doing, but witnessing. Appreciating. Loving. Having goodwill, friendliness, however it shows up for you, for people, all life, and even inanimate objects in our world, everything is stardust, including ourselves. Receiving love from the stardust, held in goodness, blessings, and loving all the stardust. all beings, everything. With each breath, in your own time, either receiving more or giving more, or receiving and giving. Unclear who's giving, what's receiving. Sitting in gratitude and appreciation and love for the expression of the universe within, universe without. This brief miracle of being alive in this form, with all its ups and downs, all its lessons, all its joys, all its sorrows, its dukkha. Thank you. I love you. Receiving, giving. And for the last moment of this practice, trusting that you're doing the best you can. You've done the best you can. Given all the causes and conditions, if could have been different, they would have been. Trust, you're doing the best you can. And appreciating this being who is you, or hanging in here with practice, with everything, doing the best they can. With metta and appreciation for this being who is you. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including this being who is myself. Thank you, Sangha. On Zoom, on YouTube, on Audio Dharma for your practice. So, gratitude is a support for metta, and gratitude as a form of love, as loving what is. And receiving love, giving love, sitting in love. So we traveled to many different places, different stops in this practice tonight, and would love to hear your reflections. And you can share them in chat to me privately. I won't say your name. And if public, I will say your name and the reflection. And can also raise your hand. So question comes in chat. Is the universe grateful for us even when we cause harm? Yeah, that's a very good question. So, it's an interesting perspective. So, there are many different ways to see this. So, do we cause harm intentionally, unintentionally? The chances are we do not cause harm intentionally. I don't think even, you know, people who commit, say, crimes, etc., if we know their background, if we know the way they see themselves, they see and everything they see, they don't think, they don't feel as if they're causing harm. So I want to make a distinction between that. So if we are not knowingly, intentionally causing harm, is the universe still loving us? So that's the way I like to frame that question. And I like to make it a little larger. So if I say something and unintentionally, so now I make it more personal, I intentionally harm you. So I've caused harm. Is the universe still loving me? I think so. I think so in this view. And with the trust in the goodness in each of us, in the goodness in me, that I do want to wake up. I do want to do the best I can. And the causing harm is on the path of, again, it's not intentional. It never seems to be intentional. It's along the ways of learning, growing. So I think this can be a much longer conversation. There are a lot of different things that are coming in. So I hope this gives it just a little bit of taste of the way to frame the question. That the universe, if you want to call it, Buddha nature, if you want to call it the universe, if you like God, if you like the divine, there is a sense of goodness and love in and trust that we in the goodness that we are trying to contribute, even in the short term, what we do is causing harm without us intending to. Anyway, I'm going to pause there, and maybe it would be another chance to talk about that. So other reflections, other questions, feel free to raise your hand. Sarah says, I like the idea of embracing everything with love and gratitude, even the so-called negative states like anger. It opens up more space, acceptance, and compassion than pushing them away does. Thank you, Sarah. That's a great observation. Wonderful insight. On YouTube, yeah, in reflection, I was moved by the invitation to trust in doing the best we can. At the tail end of the meditation, it was something I could hold with kindness, to trust that we're doing the best we can. Beautiful invitation. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that reflection. Yes, trusting that we are doing the best we can. And we all screw up, every single one of us. We are not perfect. Of course we make mistakes. Of course we cause harm. Of course we do. And let's trust that we're still loved. We're still love worthy as we in this difficult life of being human filled with dukkha and joys and sorrows. And we're still doing our best. We're still loved. The universe doesn't turn away just because we screw up and we cause harm. So, thank you for that, those reflections. And yeah, for the anonymous question. The other reflections I'd like to bring up. This is Claire, please.
I just wanted to add, I know it was something you touched on, but I just wanted to expand on it. I've had a gratitude practice for a number of years, and it's really enriched my life. And I was able to finally work with it when somebody told me that, or taught me that gratitude is wanting what you have.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it turned my whole perception of my life around.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. It's very important. Yeah, exactly. It's one, gratitude is wanting what you have. And it's a contented love. You know, when there's a sense of love, as I was bringing in the meditation, the same concept, when you love what is without wanting more of it, it's a contented love. That is gratitude, is loving what you have. Yeah. Thanks for highlighting that, Claire. Very important. Yeah. Any other reflections, please? Jerry says, I love life with all its sorrows and happiness. Yes, yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Life with all its sorrows and happiness, to be human. Yeah. So, there are no more report. Yes, Co, please. Report from the field. Okay, you're unmuted.
Are you ready for?
Yeah, Co.
Oh, good. I tuned in late, but I just loved that same thing where you mentioned this concept of a contented love. And I've recently, well, the English language has all these idioms that are dangerous, like falling in love with or whatever. Anyway, I've recently been attracted to someone for the first time in a while. And what you're saying just rings so true and helpfully. I also had a Zen teacher say, if you fall in love, make sure it's mutual and you go slow. And I can just contrast how I'm dealing with this sensitive situation much differently than I used to. I knew that space was very important to give to the other person, but I really didn't know how to do it. But I think now I know how to do it.
Beautiful, beautiful. May you enjoy and relish this unique and sensitive situation with sensitivity and a lot of space as you continuing that. Yeah, beautiful.
So far, so good.
Yeah. Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ko. Yeah. And Mark says, Thich Nhat Hanh said, you need to smile to your sorrow because you are more than your sorrow. Yes. Beautiful. Thanks for bringing that in, Mark. You need to smile to your sorrow because you are more than your sorrow. Exactly. Yeah, beautiful. I'm so appreciating. Tonight we're touching in some very deep spaces. We're traveling far and wide, everyone. So let's turn to each other in small groups and sharing our practice in small groups. So I'll open the rooms in a moment, and let's start with 15 seconds of metta and gratitude for yourself and each other in small groups, and then opening up and sharing as little or as much as you like about your practice, supporting each other and taking care of each other, taking care of yourself. So I'm about to open the rooms, and here we go. Enjoy your practice together. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. So we have a couple of minutes left for insights, reflections, what you've learned, especially after having listened to each other and shared out live what insights, challenges, whatever came up. So especially if you haven't shared for a while, would love to hear from you. Please, your voice is important. The universe loves your voice, and so does the Sangha. So, especially those of you who haven't spoken for a while, you know who you are. Did you notice if entering into metta this way, from gratitude in this way, was different, was supportive? Susan, please.
I wanted to just say that this meditation was, I was saying that in my small group, how it really shifted a lot of things for me. Because I haven't been in a very good place lately, and I've been feeling a lot of pain around a lot of things lately. So this meditation shifted so many things, and I felt so much gratitude just for all that I had in my life and the people in my life. But not only that, like nature, and I was feeling like how much nature loved me and that was like so beautiful. I felt like the universe was really holding me with love and and experiencing so much of that was just a wonderful experience that I don't always have so often at such a where I feel it so strongly, so deeply from so many different places. And then being able to like give back that love too, as well, and with my body as well. So it was really a lot of different love going back and forth with different with all these different parts, me, others, the universe, nature.
So beautiful.
So it was so lovely. It really shifted things for me, and I'm going to continue practicing this.
Beautiful. Thank you, Susan. Thanks so much for sharing that. Yay. My heart sings hearing this practice report. And thank you, Susan. And Ariana says, I really needed to hear that the universe loves me this evening. Thank you, Nikki. Oh, thank you. Yeah. And one question, this exploring Dhamma Vichaya and Metta in the future would be lovely. Okay, so we have a request. Okay, all right. Okie doke. Well, the time has come this Friday or whatever time zone you're in, whatever day it is, to bring our practice together to a close. So thank you so much, everyone, for your practice, for cultivating your heart, for loving with contentment what is, and feeling loved and serving. It's a way of serving. It's a way of being in the world when we see our own goodness and we let ourselves be seen. It helps us shine it more. May all beings be happy, know their own goodness, be of service. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone.